The Princeton Tigers faced an unexpected early season test last evening at Bucknell in Lewisburg, Pennsylvania. Riding a six-game winning streak, the Tigers enter the game as the clear favorite. Since the Bison have stumbled to a 2-6 record, losing several blowouts, including a 19-point loss to Penn of the Ivy League. Bucknell did not get the memo, however. The Bison put on a shooting clinic in the first half, shredding the usually reliable Tiger defense and scoring 45 points, easily the most surrendered to an opponent in a half this year. Bucknell made shots from everywhere, including 7 of 11 from deep. On three occasions, Bucknell was forced to take a shot as the clock wound down to 2 seconds or less, and each went down. It looked like it might not be the Tigers' night. Princeton managed to stay close in the first half, however, drawing within 2 in the final seconds. Once again, Bucknell responded beautifully. A Jack Forrest 3-ball as time expired sent the home club to the locker room with a 45-40 lead and the momentum very clearly in hand. One good sign for the Tigers in the opening period was their own shooting. Overall, Princeton shot 57% from the field and a respectable 4 of 9 from deep. The Tigers shot well, but Bucknell was even better. The second half did not begin well for the visitors. The 5-point deficit was stretched to 10 within the first 2 minutes and then to 11, 53-42 a minute later. Then a strange thing happened. Bucknell was not able to continue its sizzling shooting pace, regressing to the mean, as it were, while the Tigers began to look like the Tigers who had won 6 straight ball games. With about 15 minutes remaining, a jumper by current Ivy Player of the Week, Xavion Lee, got the Tigers rolling to a 10-0 spurt, drawing within 1 at 55-54. The Bison, however, did not flinch. 6 quick scores restored order, at least temporarily, 61-54 in favor of the home club. It appeared that perhaps Bucknell had weathered the storm. As it turned out, it was the Tigers who survived Bucknell's best shot. Matalako put his team on his back and said, "Follow me." He canned a long 3 with 9 minutes to go, spurring a 9-0 run, capped off by another Alako jumper. Finally, with 7 to go, the Tigers grabbed their first lead, 66-65, since early in the first half. In a remarkable turnaround, the Tigers proceeded to score on 11 straight possessions, including 4 threes, outscoring the Bison 26-4 in this stretch. Princeton resolutely seized control of this game. A Zach Martini 3 led a 10-0 run to give the Tigers an 8-point lead, 76-67. Caden Pierce then stepped up to do his part, scoring 8 straight points to put the game away. The final score was 85-71. The Tigers passed the test. The 7-0 start is the best in 25 years. Matalako turned in one of his most memorable performances, and there have been many. In the Tigers' scoring run on 11 possessions, 5 of the first 7 baskets were made by the senior captain. For the game, he scored 22 points on 8 of 11 from the field. Coming into the game as a 62% shooter from deep, he went 4 of 6 to improve that mark. He led the team with 8 assists. He played, as usual, 39 minutes. Caden Pierce, with 9 of 15 from the field, also canned 22 vital points. He had a quiet night on the rebounding front, although the Tigers matched the Bison on the boards, as each team had 23 rebounds. The Tigers have yet to be out-rebounded this year. Xavion Lee and Zach Martini each added 15 points, for Martini, a career high. Together, they shot 12 of 16. For the game, the Tigers made 33 of 56 field goals, including 10 of 23 from beyond the arc. Their excellent free throw shooting continued as they made 9 of 11 last night. Although the Tigers yielded 45 first half points while scoring 40, the second half told an entirely different story. In the final 20, it was the Tigers who scored 45, while the defense surrendered a stingy 26. Resilience is an essential quality for a successful team. Fortunately for the Tigers, they haven't needed it often in their first 7 games. They did last night, and it was there in spades. You remember they trailed Arizona last March in the second half by 11, as they did against Bucknell last night. These kinds of comebacks are invaluable in building confidence and instilling a sense that by not backing down, good things can and will happen. The Tigers will face a fellow NCAA tournament team, the Furman Paladins of Greenville, South Carolina, on Saturday at Jadwin. Tip-off is scheduled for 2 p.m. Can the Tigers get to 8-0? We hope you'll be watching. For Ivy Hoops Online, this is George Clark. Thanks for listening.